Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Hey, if you're like me, you can't imagine life without three things: God, guitars, and Bob and Yart Live. And while my God will always be there for me, and my guitar is paid for, keeping Bob and Yart Live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time. September is Bob's telethon month, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to consistently book A-list interviews and promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. And with each new monthly subscription for the telethon or a donation of $50 or more, you will receive Bob's newest DVD, How to Be a Christian Family, as a free gift. Call 1-800-8-NYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-NYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
One morning is to the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God.
$1 million for two games. And we're at $4,000 in our telethon. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We have here CBS Ion Football reporting that the owner of a Russian team has offered Tim Tebow $1 million to play in two games. And our telethon here, I hope he takes it, right? And I think he deserves it. $1 million for two games. There is today, right now, going on as we speak, a rally in Florida. This is fun. In Jacksonville, a group of citizens have gotten together to draft Tim Tebow for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And their rally was scheduled to start, and this is reported by CBS News also, reported to start today at 3:16 and to last for 3 hours and 16 minutes. And they're urging the team to draft Tim Tebow. They say, look, our opening game, we lost 28-2 to the only team that was as bad as us last season. And the stands were empty with 5 minutes to go in an NFL game. So anyway, good for Tim Tebow that there are people who love him and want to see him succeed. And among those people are Chuck Norris. And Chuck Norris, we need to do a segment on Chuck Norris on Real Science Radio. I really think we do. Because Chuck Norris is just so great when, you know, he talks about all the Chuck Norris jokes. I'm slow on pop culture and what's, to me, the Chuck Norris jokes are new. Chuck Norris talks about, you know, the only one that comes close to actually being like what those jokes describe him as is God, the creator of the universe, Jesus Christ. And God is far greater than the jokes. So it's really fun. So, you know, like there used to be a street named after Chuck Norris, but it was changed because nobody crosses Chuck Norris and lives. And Chuck Norris died 20 years ago. Death just hasn't built up the courage to tell him yet. And it's just fun. It's fun. So Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice. Death once had a Chuck Norris experience. So it's just it is fun, and it's fun to hear that, you know, to hear Chuck Norris affirming Jesus Christ as the creator and that evolution is a lie, and that he thinks the Jacksonville Jaguars should sign Tim Tebow. All right, now we're going to our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9393. 9278. That number, you could support us with our telethon. Our goal is $35,000. And we're not doing as well as Tim Tebow, but we're up to $4,000. $4,000. Thank you, guys. We, you know, there's a lot of conservative shows. They're on like 600 stations, 1,100 stations. We forget them. We are on one station. One. We're leaving them in the dust. You know, our goal is to move the world to the right. That's our goal. And with being consistent and unashamed about the principles in Scripture, the God-given fundamentals. And so if you enjoy what we do, if you believe in what we do, please help us. Call 1-800, or you could use this number to call on the air. We don't tolerate sponsors and only occasionally callers, but you can call in 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278 in Indiana. Joe, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live, Huntington, Indiana.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm a big Steel fan, by the way, but I love Tim Tebow.
Yeah, me too.
I just want to say I appreciate your ministry. I've listened to you since like 1995, I think.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I have a lot of your stuff. I listen to you all the time, like on my iPod when I go on daily walks and stuff like that.
Well, Joe, that's an honor, Joe. Thank you. And I'm glad that, you know, we're friends. And at least in heaven, we'll get to hang out a lot.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's soon, because I think it's definitely the end of time. I mean, it seems like it.
Well, we sure hope that the Lord is returning soon. Christians have hoped that for 2,000 years. But we do hope so. And, Joe, let me just say one thing in passing. You know, I so love getting to know our friends in the audience. And some of our friends asked me not to promote an event coming up next week because they don't have the ability to handle it. But they planned a Friends of Bob and Yurt Live family camp out for a few days. And they have 70 people coming, and I'll be there to speak in the evenings. We're going to have a great time, and that's out of state for me. So it's fun to get to know our friends in the audience. So, Joe, what's up? What brings you to call?
Well, I'm a college student. I went to Indiana University for 4 years, and now I'm at a community school, and I should be graduating this December. And I had to take some very liberal classes.
Sure.
And I had to, you know, put up with some of the liberal agenda on homosexuality. But they always put up with my references to the Bible. And I've learned a lot from it. So I've used a lot of the knowledge I've obtained from listening to you. But this semester, I just had a professor tell me that the Bible is hate speech.
Ah.
At the family communication class, and I just ended up dropping the class, and I don't even think I'm going to be able to graduate in December because of it.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry to hear that it's going to affect you in that negative way. I think it's neat that you dropped the class. I hope you told them why you dropped it, because of their bigotry against Christians and Jews.
Oh, yeah, and it was just, I just can't believe that it's come to the point in the United States where you have to put up with, she was going to show us the TV show Modern Family, and we was going to be tested on it throughout the whole semester.
Well, and so, Joe, the promotion of the reason that our culture mocks the traditional family of a mom and a dad and kids is because they want to promote perversion. And so they have to denigrate normalcy to make perversion look acceptable. And so that's why our culture, if ever they mention the nuclear family, the traditional Ozzie and Harriet, it's only to mock a mom and a dad and kids, only to mock them. And so we have, you know, this is, not only will they say that the Bible is hate speech, If you say that marriage is an institution between a man and a woman, that is hate speech. That is hate speech. It used to be if you said Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, they would say, prove that. Today, they say, what right do you have to say that today? So we've fallen, you know, the influence of atheism on our culture, that there's no such thing as truth. You can't know right. There's no absolute right, absolute wrong. It is having an impact, and millions of people are simply unable to think. Millions of people. I mean, when there's life, there's hope. So they could get better. They could recover. But millions of people don't know how to think. So anything else, Joe? I'm so glad you called. Anything else?
Yeah, you need to come back to Indiana.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we are planning a seminar in the Indianapolis area in November. How far are you from Indianapolis? You're in Huntington.
I'm probably 150 miles away.
Yeah, well, we'll do our best to get the details and get them on the air, Joe. It'd be wonderful to see you. Thank you.
That'd be awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thanks for inspiring me to fight the good fight.
You're very welcome, Joe. What an honor. Thank you so very much. Well, that's neat. Here in Colorado, of course, we're in the midst of the flooding that the National Weather Service said a week ago would be of biblical proportion. And so it's been significant. It's not, you know, a biblical flood is one that there would be no more nation to think about it. There wouldn't be anybody to call for help. If you don't trust in God and take his way of salvation after a biblical judgment, then that's it. It's over for pretty much everybody. But the flooding has been terrible. 7 people have been killed, apparently. Well over 1,000 homes, right, have been damaged or destroyed, severely damaged. The numbers about the people missing, I think that this crisis might be a good one to ask the media and our governing officials to be more clear when they talk about 500 people missing, 700 people missing, 1,000, 1,200 people missing. And, you know, there's a difference between those who relatives can't reach them because, say, phone lines are down versus if the National Guard went to an elderly woman's home and she's not there, she's not where she's supposed to be, she's missing. Well, missing in a catastrophic flood is almost presumed dead. And so I don't think we're presuming over 1,000 people have been killed in the floods. I sure pray not. So I think there should be a distinction between those who are missing, that is, we know that they're not where they're supposed to be, and just those who their relatives can't reach them, or their phones may be down. So here in Colorado, we have the questions going around. We had visitors to Denver Bible Church yesterday. We had a lot of visitors from out of state. Really fun Sunday morning. And one family from Arkansas, they're very involved in Personhood Arkansas. And they have a little boy, and he was born with a congenital heart defect, where basically he only has half of his heart. So normally your heart has two left and right side and the ventricles, and they pump and they pull the blood, they push the blood, they send the blood to your lungs and back. And so he has half a heart. He's now, I forget how old he is. I think he's maybe 5 years old, I think, now. And he gets out of breath if he runs with his brothers and sisters. He gets out of breath really quickly. Being at altitude, they had to get permission from their doctor to come to Colorado with this altitude. But the mom, her name is Dawn, and Dawn said, you know, what was so tragic is, as you know, people, our friends and strangers, are getting to know our son and his defect. So many people have said, well, this is God's will. We know that. And Dawn is not shy. And so Dawn has been very courageous, and her husband, Brian. And they've said, actually, we don't know that this is God's will. Terrible things happen as a general result of sin. So there are people who will think that the flooding in Colorado was somehow micromanaged by God, and whether one house was destroyed and a neighbor's house survived, that God was deciding between the homes. And that this is called superstition. And it goes way back. You know, Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus slammed those who were trying to interpret in this kind of superstitious way the people who were killed when a tower fell in Siloam, killed 18 people. And Jesus said, I know what some of you think. Some of you think that they were the worst sinners, so they were getting punished by God. He said, you think that, right? And he said, I tell you, no, no. And other people who were murdered by Pilate's soldiers, and people thought, well, you know, this is somehow a punishment of God, somehow. And Jesus said, I tell you, no. And this goes all the way back to, remember the pagan Greeks and their pantheon of gods and Zeus? And so somebody gets, their home gets struck by lightning. Well, why did that happen? Well, Zeus threw the lightning bolt and hit their house. That's what the pagan Greeks believed. And Augustine, St. Augustine, he was obsessed with Plato. Obsessed. He admits it in his writings. He says that when the Bible is difficult, he interprets it based on Plato. He says that in his book, Confessions, the Confessions of Augustine. And what a confession that is, to interpret the Bible based on pagan Greek philosophy. And he specifically says that he has trouble with Paul's theology. And so wherever Paul seems to provide a problem to his biblical theology, he reinterprets Paul in the light of Plato. How's that? Which means he just says it's all a figure of speech and he explains it away. Well, Augustine, he was extremely superstitious. I'll give you an example using one of his teeth, a tooth from Augustine's mouth, as my exhibit A, right? One tooth in his mouth. Augustine said that, well, he had a toothache. And they can hurt, right? Toothache, drive you nuts. And he said, he wrote that he could not comprehend why God was punishing him with this toothache. And he wished he could figure it out, and he didn't know how to stop it. And he was just so beside himself that, why is God doing this to me? And I'm thinking, hey, Augie, you're supposed to brush your teeth. You know, you got to brush your teeth. So he believed that God would punish people with toothaches. And if that were true, right, let's say that were true. Well, then it turns out that if you floss, you could avoid judgment from God if you floss. And that poor people who love God and live to honor him get punished way more than wealthy atheists who go to the dentist twice a year. So the atheist who goes to the dentist twice a year, by the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. The atheist who goes to the dentist twice a year, he avoids divine judgment. Somebody who builds a building and they put up a lightning rod, what does that lightning rod mean to your theology? If you think that God aimed the lightning bolts as judgment, then what a lightning rod affects the divine targeting system. Misses the aim. The target is missed. And so I remember back when we were on the air, we were doing a seminar on predestination and free will. By the way, our seminars on open theism, on predestination, free will, our debates, we have the most wonderful debates, written, DVD, audio. You will love our debates on these topics, including a 10-round moderated debate with, you recall the name D. James Kennedy, his ministry. Well, D. James Kennedy's now with the Lord. His theology now is very similar to ours. D. James Kennedy, he established a seminary, Knox Theological Seminary, and his professor of New Testament, Dr. Samuel Lamerson, agreed to debate us here at Bob and Yurt Live on this topic, and we did a 10-round moderated written debate. Open theism, is the future settled or opened? 10-round moderated debate. Now, only God knows who really won the debate, but as a general rule, the people who advertise the debate after it's concluded and the people who promote it and distribute it, sell it, they're the ones who think they won. The people who never mention it again, they tend to be the ones who think they didn't win. And so we've been promoting this debate for many years, especially on the air, and it's a gem. And you could get that from us. You could get our DVD video debate, televised debate on this topic that aired in Lansing, Michigan. You could get our seminars on these topics. We have the absolute best artwork conceivable. Conceivable. If the human race continues on earth and the Lord tarries for another 10,000 years, there will never be better artwork for the cover of a debate or a DVD or a CD on the topic of predestination and free will than we have on our materials. I mean, it's superb. It's so good that the Jerusalem Post ran an article on predestination and free will, and they used our artwork, and they credited kgov.com from our predestination and free will seminar as the illustration for their article, Jerusalem Post. And so we have these materials available, and the goal is to understand who God is. And we understand who God is partly from the creation and from our conscience. He made us in his image and his likeness, but then especially in the details from his word, from the scriptures. So Sunday mornings at Denver Bible Church, I don't know what you're doing at your church. What we're doing in Sunday school is we're going through 1 Kings. 1 Kings, we're up to chapter 8, and we've been going through the whole Bible. A verse-by-verse study through the whole Bible. We go back and forth between the Old and New Testament. We've done many of the books of the Bible. My board operator, Wally, he's helped review some of the entire book studies. And Daryl Berkey helps us prepare them for distribution, DVD, audio. And I can't wait till we get to 1 Kings chapter 19, because that's where, remember, happened with Elijah. Elijah heard, go out and stand on the mountain, and he went out, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Last Sunday morning, a week ago, Alan Keyes spoke at Denver Bible Church. He was at the banquet Saturday night, Colorado Right to Life, and we were not able to announce ahead of time that Alan Keyes would speak at our church because we didn't want even one person to skip the banquet because they get to hear Alan Keyes for free at church. So we never announced it. You know, we could have had another dozens of people at our small homeschool Denver Bible Church. But he spoke a week ago Sunday, and he concluded this story that the Lord was not in the wind, the Lord was not in the earthquake, the Lord was not in the fire, but after the fire, there was a still small voice. And that's where the Lord was, in the still small voice. Remember in Florida, the fires? Now, we have floods, right? Now, this past week in Colorado and Florida, they had the fires back in the late 1990s. And I remember it because we talked about it in one of our predestination and free will seminars. And there were 2,000 fires in the summer of, I got it here, 1998, 2,000 in Florida. And many of them burning at the same time. Hundreds of miles of I-95 were closed due to smoke. And on one short block in Scottsmore, Florida, of Vermont Street, a fire burned the Reverend Carl Atkins' home to the ground. Burned it to the ground. It's gone. But it left the Reverend Ed Maynard's intact. Imagine that. One little block, two pastors live on the block. One, his house is burned to the ground. The other is fine. Now, what do you make of that on Sunday morning when you're preaching? How do you interpret that? You know, there have been lightning strikes like where a soccer team, the whole team is killed. The whole team. And the other team, not one person was injured. What do you make of that? Especially if you're a betting person. Does anybody bet on soccer? Bet it won't last. I played soccer in college. It was a lot of fun. At Penn State and Boston, and I played for Nyack College in New York. The point is that superstition is not spiritual maturity. We Christians are often confused, thinking that our superstition is a sign that we have a growing relationship with the Lord, and it's actually a sign of the opposite. So if you get our, let's say you subscribe to our monthly Bible studies, you'll get all this material from us. You'll get our verse-by-verse studies through the books of the Bible. You'll get our topical seminars. If you get our DVDs, you could subscribe to our DVDs. You could subscribe to our sermons, audio or video. We work so hard, especially I have to credit Daryl Berkey for working so hard to take our materials, which are based on, this is 40 years now of studying God's Word, 40 years, and then attempting to take what we've learned and put it in sound bites, so to speak, for others to learn so it doesn't take 40 years. And that's available from Bob and Your Live, and that's how we get to our observations about the culture and politics and all, and the personhood effort, which, by the way, the signatures are coming in fast. So sign it. You got to the 23rd. Not much time. 1 week. Hey, we're out of time. KGov.com. May God bless you.